Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
EJ from Inboss, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, but I do believe there is a bit of a delay, but I think we'll get through it. Everybody just has to go speech over like that.
Okay. Speech over.
Over and out. Now, EJ, you're coming up with Endboss. A few of our listeners may recognise the drummer in this band, Nato from Beast Wars.
Indeed. He not only is just a lovely man, he is also a great drummer. Feel very lucky to be in a band with him. Now he's with myself and Greg and Christian, were also in Gidra from Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Quite an iconic punk hardcore band. So yeah, I'm in great company to be making music with. It's great.
And yourself, I've seen your name on some Jacob posters. Have you played solo in the past?
Yeah, I used to. I haven't done it in ages, but yeah, when I was doing that, I opened for them. They're friends of mine, actually, so I haven't picked up the hollow body in a while though, but it's something I'd like to get back to at some point. Yeah,
nice. Now this evening you've picked a couple of songs for us from a bunch of Wellington artists and an artist from Napier. Tell us about your idea behind these selections.
Yeah, sure. So when you said to pick a theme, I just was kind of like, shit, what do I pick? And so I just went for what I really love when I see live music, and that's a big riff. Like just a big riff with heaps of conviction and lots of mana, and it just makes all these bands, I've seen them play these songs and they've just made me want to lose my mind in a fun way. Yeah, big riff.
Sweet. Should we kick into Pop OD, who I believe are from Wellington? Yeah.
Yeah, they are indeed. Yep.
All right.
Awesome.
Stand by. We'll be right back. Pop OD there, Just Die, as selected from EJ from End Boss. End Boss coming out to play the Wine Cellar this Saturday night. EJ, how did End Boss form?
Yeah, so Greg and Christian have been making music together for donkey's years. And when they moved to Wellington, they started jamming again, and Nato sort of made friends with them, and they jammed, just the three of them, for a good while. And then, and just through a mutual friend a couple of years ago, it sort of, heard that they were after a singer, and this friend thought that I could be a good fit, so went along to a practice, and then, yeah. The rest is history.
Nice. Would you say the scene down in Wellington's pretty strong for, like, big riffing bands?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had so many nights at Valhalla just standing there going, wow, how did I get so lucky to, you know, that time and place thing of there's so many talented people here. And it's awesome.
Rad. Now, this next band you've selected for us, is it, how do I pronounce it, D-A-H-T-M?
I believe it's pronounced Datum.
Datum?
Yeah.
Okay. You've selected this for the big riff reasons?
Yeah, absolutely.
As aforementioned, big riff reasons. Somebody's saying they got some Judas riff. Priest from the... Pop OD, so we'll see where Datum takes us.
Yeah, cool.
Man, Feeding Fears. Awesome. We'll be right back.
Datum right there, Feeding Fears off so a 2019 EP, Silver Banshee.
Silver Banshee, that's right, yeah, yep.
Nice one.
It has a beautiful album cover by Zoe Hall as well, which I recommend checking out. Get the album, that's great.
Now, the next tune you've selected for us is by TVX. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, so I believe it's pronounced Tux. unfortunately, the band's no longer going, as we lost our beloved Anna, who's the singer, in 2018. And this is quite a cool release, a very special release. So recorded the instruments and then used the vocals from a recording of a performance they did at the Woodcock Festival. So yeah, it's really neat knowing that she's performing live, because it's just, like as always with her, just absolute fire. So yeah, and this song, once again, the big riff, it just would get stuck in my head for days after seeing them, and yeah, it's just awesome.
Right, yeah. Let's hear it.
Fucking holy fucking fuck. Was that live?
So the vocals were live.
Oh, but, I see. I was going to say, that's chubby.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, amazing. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, the rest was recorded. I think that was at Scumbag College. I might not be right with that. Yeah,
sounds
I'm
like a
sure.
just a lovely yeah. place.
EJ from Emboss, the next tune you've selected for us is Live by Angel Hammer. What can you tell us about this? It's on a record label called Hit Your Head Music out of the Hawke's Bay.
Yep. Yeah, so Hit Your Head is a friend of mine, Alec Withers, who's in Napier, and he just makes so much music. It's insane, of all different genres. And this band here were one of the first metal bands I ever saw when I was really young, like a tween, and they just blew me away. Alec in this band is singing and drumming, and when they would perform, he would wear a balaclava and be shirtless. And as a young one hearing this heavy music for the first time, and it was just like, whoa, this is so cool. So scary. And this recording is actually from them performing live on Space. Do you remember that late night music show that was on TV2 in the early 2000s?
With Jackie Brown and Hugh Sunday?
I think Jackie was on it, yeah. And so you can look up this clip and see the balaclava glory.
Here we go. Let's hear it.
That skirt was me, by the way. That wasn't on the song. I know, you're wrong. I wasn't there at the time. EJ, that was quite gnarly. Thank you for that powerful selection.
It was. I'm sitting here thinking I've picked the most radio unfriendly songs.
That's okay. We're not here to make friends. We're here to play rad shit.
Yeah, so. All right.
Now, speaking of playing rad shit, we are, of course, promoting the fact that Emboss is coming up and playing the Wine Cellar, or as we're calling it here on this event page, the Doom Cellar, which I quite like. It's actually a really good name for a band, if anyone wants to just get on with that one. This Saturday with Demons of Noon and Somme. Is that how I say that? I never know how to read good.
So.
I've even got set times here. Psalm at 8:30, Emboss at 9:15, and Demons of Noon at 10:15 sharp. Perfect.
Should we play this tune from Piggery? I feel like we should come back and play the new Emboss song, which is Nail and Tooth, which has come out today or yesterday.
Yeah, I think that came out today. Yeah, yeah, sweet.
Exciting stuff. What's up with Piggery?
Yeah, so Piggery are another Pōneke band. If you get to see them live, like, do it. Go and see them. They're so incredible. Jessie Mack on the drums, she's just amazing. And this song here, it's one of those, it's a monotonous riff, and the crowd just seem to go into a trance when they play the song, and I love it so much. Especially after a few beers, it makes me feel like I'm just gonna go on a rampage or something. It's so good. So yeah.
Thank you.
Piggery.
So good.
Can't feel my face.
As selected by EJ from Enboss, playing with Demons of Noon and Som at the Wine Cellar on Saturday. You can get tickets from Under the Radar.
$15 or $20 on the door, so nobody freak out.
Under the Radar have premiered your new tune, Nail and Tooth. What can you tell us about the song?
Yeah, so I guess lyrically it's about holding a grudge. As a woman, I think a lot of women would relate to this. You kind of get brought up to not show anger and be sweet and forgiving. And
you have to be all elegant and shit.
Absolutely. so, yeah, that thing of feeling hostility and anger towards someone, but not feeling like you can get it out, and yeah, dealing with that swing in the mind of trying to forgive but being full of rage.
But
so yeah,
We will hit play on this, but unfortunately we have to say goodbye to you, EJ, because you're on the same computer as we're about to play this from, this secret little link. So thanks so much for joining us. It's been an absolute treat, and we implore everyone to get along to Wine Cellar on Saturday night to
get some big riffs.
Support your out-of-towners.
Right. Hey, thank you guys so much. This has been lots of fun.
Right on. Thank you.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.